page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But
if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God, our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us. Renew us and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We chant together the introit with the Transfiguration of our Lord.
Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Thank you. Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, you confirm the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully overshadowed our adoption by grace. Mercifully make us co-heirs with the King in his glory, and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the Transfiguration of our Lord is from 2 Kings, chapter 2. When the Lord was about to take Elisha up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elisha and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. And Elisha said to Elisha, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets, who were in Bethel, came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?" And he said, "Yes, I know it. Keep quiet." Elisha said to him, "Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The sons of the prophets who were at Jericho drew nearer to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know it. Keep quiet." Then Elisha said to him, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophets also went, and stood at some distance from them. And they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his cloak, and rolled it up, and struck the water. And the water was parted to the one side and to the other, till the two of them could go over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elisha said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "Please, let there be a double portion of your spirit on me." And he said, "You have asked a hard thing, yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so." And as they still went on and talked, behold, chariots of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elisha went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, "My father, my father, the chariots of Israel and his horsemen." And he saw him no more. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 50 at the front of our hymnals responsibly by whole verse through verse 6.
The mighty one God, the Lord, speaks and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to its setting. Our God comes, he does not keep silence. Before him is a devouring fire, around him a mighty tempest. Faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice. The heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as
chapters 3 and 4. Since we have such a hope, we are very bold, not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face, so that the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let there be," or "Let light shine out of the darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the Alleluia in verse.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make 3 tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. A cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them, but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ. We sing hymn 413. You may be seated.
Oh, Lord, dressed high, all vision fair,
Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, my friends, is the culmination of the season of Epiphany, the transfiguration of our Lord on the high mountain. The season of Epiphany began with the star, the Magi, who came to worship the Christ and brought gold and frankincense and myrrh for Jesus, the prophet, priest, and king. Then we came to the baptism of our Lord, where as he is baptized, the Father's voice, just like today, came and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased," as the Spirit came down upon Jesus in his baptism. Then Jesus showed his glory at the wedding in Cana by changing water into wine, and his disciples believed in him. And now the culmination of Epiphany, the transfiguration of our Lord, shining in glory and light. In his incarnation, heaven has come to earth, and we get a glimpse of his glory. Jesus was on a very high mountain, and he was transfigured before them. The word is metamorphosis. He underwent a metamorphosis. The deity, his deity, is shining through his humanity. His clothes are radiant, intensely white, beyond bleach. His face is shining like the sun, the other Gospels say. His clothes are dazzling white, flashing like lightning. And the significance of this event is this. There are six people on that mountain, representing the Old Testament, are Moses and Elijah. Representing the New Testament are the apostles, Peter, James, and John. And there in the midst of them is Jesus, the fulfillment, the light of all the nations. What a magnificent event this is. God the Father's voice announces in the brightness of that day, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And so today we briefly consider how Moses and Elijah listened to him, how Peter, James, and John listened to him, and how we also listen to him. Moses and Elijah listen to Jesus. Moses and Elijah represent the Old Testament. Moses, the greatest prophet of all, and Elijah, also a great man of God, represent for us what the Old Testament was, a prophesying of the coming of the Messiah. And please note, this is the actual Moses and the actual Elijah. You remember Moses. Moses had been chosen by God. Yahweh appeared to him as "I am who I am" in the burning bush. Moses was chosen to lead the Israelites out of Egypt into the promised land through the sacrifice of the Paschal Passover lamb on their doorposts, by the blood of the Lamb. Moses then in the wilderness was the one who went on Mount Sinai and received the Ten Commandments. Moses is the one who would go into the tabernacle and tent before the Ark of the Covenant and speak to God face to face. And when he came out, his face shone. It was a light. He put a veil over his face. Moses is the one through whom in the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Torah, God gave us Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Moses, this mighty man of God, however, could not enter into the promised land. Joshua would lead them. But he died at Mount Nebo, east of the Dead Sea, and God buried his body. Now his body has been raised and is there with Jesus on the mountain. And then there is Elijah, who we heard of today, that great prophet who prophesied along with Elijah to people like Ahab and Jezebel to call them to repent of their wickedness. This Elijah, who ran 40 days' journey to Mount Moriah, this powerful prophet Elijah, who did miracles like parting the water, of the Jordan. This Elijah was bodily taken up to heaven in the whirlwind with the chariots and horses of fire. And now that Elijah is there with Jesus also bodily on the mountain. The other Gospels tell us that Moses and Elijah were speaking to Jesus about his exodus about to take place. You see, Moses and Elijah knew all about what was about to happen to Jesus. He was going to make his exodus from this world through his suffering, his crucifixion, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and his ascension to the right hand of God as our intercessor. Moses and Elijah are speaking to Jesus and listening to him as they converse the great salvation that will be earned by Jesus, the true sacrificial lamb. Moses and Elijah, representing the Old Testament there, listening to Jesus. Then there's Peter, James, and John. They represent the New Testament, three of the 12 apostles. Just as we know Moses and Elijah, we know Peter, James, and John. Many times Jesus took them alone by themselves here to the mountain, also at the Garden of Gethsemane later. They were on some high mountain, either in Caesarea Philippi, which was Mount Tabor, or in Lebanon, which is Mount Hermon, which is covered with snow, much like the snow that we have today. And Peter calls Jesus Rabbi, which means teacher. This event is confusing to them. Peter thinks like the Festival of Booths, when the Old Testament Jews would build tents out in the wilderness to remind them of wandering for 40 years. Peter wants to build a tent for Moses and Elijah and Jesus and prolong this event. They're terrified and confused. But then it happens. The Shekinah cloud of God's presence comes and hovers over them. The Shekinah bright cloud would come down upon the tabernacle when the Lord was speaking to Moses before the Ark of the Covenant. Now the Shekinah bright cloud comes down on this mountain, the presence of God the Father speaking from the cloud. And the voice of God the Father, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." That voice at Jesus' baptism came from heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." And now he says, "Listen to him." Could we get any clear word from heaven as to where we are to be directed for truth than this? Listen to him. Peter, James, and John would indeed continue to listen to Jesus. As they came down the mountain, Jesus told them to tell no one about this event until after the Son of Man had been raised from the dead. And they would become eyewitnesses of this event. Matthew also records this event in Matthew chapter 17, Jesus' transfiguration and his face shining like the sun. This is Mark's rendition of this account. Luke also records that his clothing became dazzling white and they saw his glory and heard the Father's voice. Then later, John would bear testimony in John chapter 1. "We have seen his glory, the glory is of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Peter would bear witness to this in 2 Peter chapter 1. "We made known to you the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We were eyewitnesses of his majesty when he received honor and glory from God the Father. The voice that was born to him by the majestic glory, 'This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased.' We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven. We were with him on the holy mountain." Pay attention to this lamp shining in a dark place. And then John, in his first epistle, says, "That which was from the beginning, we have heard, we have seen with our eyes, looked upon, touched with our hands, concerning the word of life." And then John would again see this glory of Jesus, similar to the transfiguration in Revelation chapter 1. In the midst of the lampstands was one like a son of man with a long robe. The hairs of his head were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like flames of fire, his feet burnished bronze, his voice like the roar of many waters. In his right hand he held 7 stars. From his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword. His face was like the sun, shining in full strength. I fell at his feet as though dead. He said, "Fear not, I am the first and the last, and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore." After Christ's resurrection, they would bear witness that this event shows the deity of Jesus shining through his humanity. Moses and Elijah listened to him. Peter, James, and John listened to him. Now we are called to listen to him. The Father has clearly revealed to us who Jesus is. Jesus is hope and light in the midst of the world's darkness. Paul said Jesus is the mercy of God in person. He is God's word of ultimate and final truth. Jesus in his person is the gospel against Satan, who is the god of this world, who blinds unbelievers. Jesus is the light of the gospel of the glory of God and Christ, the image of God. Jesus Christ is our Lord. And Paul, referring to this event of the Transfiguration, also says, we have the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. For good reason, when we have the benediction at the close of the service, that the Lord lift up his face upon you to give you his peace. His word, his face, continues to come to us today through preaching, teaching, absolution, Holy Communion. We see his face. We listen because we have the ministry of the word right here in this place. We do not lose heart. We renounce all disgraceful, underhanded ways. We do not, as St. Paul said, tamper with the word of God, the inerrant word of God. We listen and commend our consciences to him in the sight of God. We proclaim not ourselves, but in the sight of God, we proclaim Christ as Lord. We are servants of others for Jesus' sake. And lastly, we have the light that has shone into our hearts through Jesus. My friends, we are here to listen to Jesus. This one who is lifted up in glory upon the mountain, who would be lifted up upon the cross for our salvation, and then lifted up to the right hand of God, is the one to whom we listen. Today, Transfiguration, the culmination of the season of Epiphany, is now leading us to go down the mountain this Wednesday for Ash Wednesday as the season of Lent begins. We will come from the mountain to the plain. We will go to Ash Wednesday and receive ashes for repentance and begin the 40 days of Lent. As next Sunday, we consider how Jesus fasted for 40 days and overcame the temptation of the devil. Today, in the closing hymn, we are singing goodbye to the Alleluias, and we will not sing the Alleluias anymore until Easter Sunday. Our Lord Jesus Christ spoke to Moses and Elijah. He spoke to Peter, James, and John. Jesus Christ speaks to us. We come here, and each and every day, we desire to listen to Jesus, the Father's beloved Son. All praise to Jesus Christ, our Lord, forever. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
We stand and confess the Nicene Creed on page 158.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and descended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Prayer of the Church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for all people according to their needs. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, by the blessed light of your divine word, Jesus, Word made flesh, and the written word of God, you have led us to the knowledge of your Son. We see his glory in the mountain and his glory on the cross. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit to ever walk in the light of your truth, rejoicing with sure confidence in Christ our Savior, and be brought into everlasting salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, ruler of all things, Jesus Christ, our Savior, healed all manner of infirmities and cured all manner of diseases. We pray for Jerry Nehus, Carlene German, and Donna Campbell, Kathy Buller, Annette Geisler, and Susie Brown, Candy Darmody, Miranda Wente, and her unborn child, Nils Gransberg, and all who are in need of healing and strength. Restore them and give them a thankful heart to bless your holy name. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus Christ, hear our prayers on behalf of all medical personnel, nurses, and doctors, as we beg you in kindness to protect us from this pandemic and bring it to an end. Give them all abilities and skills that through their ministration to us, you will restore us to health and strength. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, you've called us into the household of faith in your holy Christian church. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church, that we may, as your children, have a special blessing, revealing to the world your great love in Christ Jesus. Protect us from all danger. May your abiding presence be with us as we proclaim your word and are guided into the paths of wisdom and righteousness. Lord, in your mercy. Grant, O Lord, that you watch over our kingdom. Lord, we ask that you watch over the kingdoms of this world and those who serve in the government. Be with those who are newly elected to serve you, and grant that we would live in peace and quietness as you grant us freedom in our country and nation, and guide those who are newly elected, and also be with those who serve in the military. Courtney Tate, Alex Laffin, Emily Shelton and Danny Green, Charles Gaither, Kevin Stevenson, Mike Gobble, and Ricardo Batanga. Lord, in your mercy, in holy baptism, you make us your children, O Lord, and defend us from all evil. This week, be with Jackie Mullen, Darlene Franklin, Don Mist, as they celebrate their birthday and baptism, and Ed and Vivian Hasbrook, as they celebrate their wedding anniversary. Grant, O Lord, that you would grant us peace, faith, and love, guarded from all harm, to serve you in quietness and unity. Lord, in your mercy, bless the Lutheran Church in Eastern Europe, Kip and Tammy Bioden, and all those who serve. Bless them and their community of students and families as they share the gospel in Eastern Europe. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Fill up the ritual friendship sheets and place them in the basket as you leave, and your offerings at the door as a voluntary is played. You may be seated. Continue with the offertorium, page 159, we stand to sing. Disciples that they might be strengthened to proclaim his cross and resurrection, and with all the faithful, look forward to the glory of life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. page 164, Canticle Thank the Lord. We stand to sing.
To you, the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.